This is Monk Eranyamidi speaking, and my topic today is the magic of achieving. We all have many dreams, many goals, and to fulfill these dreams or these goals, what are we going to do? We are one-pointed on what we want to achieve. We are wholeheartedly putting our attention on what we want to achieve. Well, the other day, I went to go for a haircut. And my hairdresser, the lady, her name is Carrie. Carrie is a Philippine girl, and she's a tiny girl, tiny stature, but a vital, dynamic personality. And she loves to share, she loves to talk, she loves to give compliments. She's just a bubble of joy. Well, while I was sitting in my chair and she was cutting my hair, I was asking her, well, how, Carrie, did you come to have this salon, this hair salon? You are a Philippine, you tell me. When did you come over from the Philippines, and how did you do that? She said, well, it was quite an experience because I had a dream, and I had a dream to come to America. And at the time when I immigrated, it was not all that easy. And she said, fortunately, I had an aunt who was American who was helpful. And so I came to America all by myself, and I needed a job. I had no money, but I applied for a job. I applied for money at the government. I knew that if I asked the government to give me money for my studies, I could get it. And in fact, I received my money to study, but there was a contract. I had to give this money back after I had finished my studies, and that was a 6 months' time. And that was very short. And she said, it didn't matter if I passed my exams or not. I had to give this money back. Well, she went to school and she said, and I was good. And I was one of the best. And I just loved my job. Well, I could believe that because still, with the bubble and with the joy she cutting hair, you can see she loves her job. Well, she finished her studies and she found a job at another hairdresser. And here in America, you can rent a chair in a salon. And she said, I paid $50 for the chair a week. And I had a lot of work to do to pay my rent and to pay back my loan. Well, she said, believe it or not, after 2 years, I already owned a new car. I got my immigration papers. I could immigrate. And I think after 3 years, she could buy, or 4 years, she could buy her salon. Well, this lady had a dream of achieving something very one-pointed. We all have goals and dreams, and when we keep our thoughts one-pointed on what we want to achieve, we surely achieve it. We often think to achieve something, we must something happen. But it's only with our focused thought that things manifest. The thought is the thinker, and the thinker is the thought. Well, we know George Bush. George Bush, the president of the United States. Well, George Bush became a billionaire. Now, in addition to be the president, he was a ne'er-do-well and was a mediocre student. The only real money he made was with his baseball team at that time. He found $600,000 to invest in a baseball team in Texas and became the managing partner. And as the head of the team, he got the government to give him, now listen to this, $200,000 million to build a brand new baseball stadium. Now, with the value of George's investment, he soared from $600,000 to about $12 million in a few years. Well, he knew the system, and he got that government money to make him wealthy. That was a way to go. We all can find a way to achieve our goals. There are lots of ways we can accomplish our goals, our dreams. And here in America, you have the possibility through grants, through loans, through contracts, to tax credits, and many more possibilities. And I believe it's not only in America, it's probably all over the world, but we don't even know about it. But when we put our focused thought, our wholehearted mind on the goal we want to achieve, it is done. I am God. I'm a divine being. I can have anything I want. I dream my dream and I let it come forth. Soon we are leaving for Africa and Europe, for Europe and Africa, for seminars. And we have put the cause in motion that we have the most spectacular trip. And I'm living this, our journey already now. I live it fully now. One pointedly, I see it already achieved with wonderful people. We meet new people in Europe coming to our seminars, people in Nigeria who flock to us, who just soak the philosophy, who love to live an honest, sincere life. I see this in Ghana. I see everyone just cooperative in what we teach, eager to live it. I see this done, and I live this already now. And all the world is joining me in these words, in these blessings, in these illuminating thoughts. The magic of achieving, well, the goal is already achieved. We are already there. I am already there. As I am already the master, I am God, God I am. I love you.